Hi, welcome to Thomas Anonymous. Today's show, we have Chapter 16, Vag Monologues, a chapter trilogy. Part 1, Like a Virgin, followed immediately by The Weed Cap. Buckle up, it's gonna be a truthful ride. My name is Tommy Natoli, and this is Thomas Anonymous. Chapter 16, Vag Monologues, a chapter trilogy. Part 1, Like a Virgin. As an official registered gay guy, the biggest problem that I have with vag is the way that people spell the word vag. V-A-G, or sometimes V-A-J. That is not how you spell vag. I'm gonna break this down for all the non-believers. Let's start with the word bag. B-A-G. Bag. Now, what if we took that word bag and changed the first letter to a V? V-A-G. Sound it out, you guys. V-V-V-A. Vag. Yes, vag. Good. To prove this pronunciation point further, let's change the first letter a bunch and see if the sound changes ever. So we have bag, fag, wag, gag, hag, nag, rag, sag, tag. Okay. So if all of these words are spelled the same and sound the same, why would it be a different situation for the letter V? Vag. Now, this is hard for people to hear, but listen. When you are in Boy Scouts, you sometimes earn a badge. If you're a police officer, you wear a badge. And if you take the B off badge and add a V, that's how you fucking spell vag. V-A-D-G-E. Vag. I know, change is hard. I don't like it either. But we all have to do this for the future and for the children. This topic is now closed and not open for discussion. Seriously, don't message me. Now, speaking of vag, Gold Star Gay Status. Gold Star Gay is a term used by the LGBT community to describe a gay man who has never had a romantic or sexual relationship with a woman. Gold Star Gay Status is an interesting topic to me, and it was something I wasn't even aware of until I was out and part of the LGBT thing. Once I heard how people referenced this Gold Star Gay Status, it just seemed like another judgy thing within the gay community that's kind of dividing it. Yay, division! Famous gay guys like Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper proudly flaunt their Gold Star gay status, and that pisses some people off. David Kaufman recently wrote in an article, quote, "The problem is that qualifying sexual histories with terms like Gold Star adds a level of competitiveness to LGBT identity that's not only inane, it's downright divisive. Gold Star suggests, in a sense, that there are right and wrong ways to be gay," unquote. Yeah, what that guy said. I have to agree here. Not every gay person has the luxury of being able to jump into the world as how they truly are. I'm sure that being rich, white men made it easy to bypass eating pussy and head right into the gay clubs. Yes!
Yes.
So, dear Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper, take your Gold Star gay status and go bump your rich boy pussies together.
You're not the gay leaders!
I figured if I'm airing out all my gay dirty laundry, it's only fair to also air out all my vag laundry as well. Vag. V-A-D-G-E. Vag. I am proudly not a Gold Star gay. I am far from it. Me. I did this not because I was wanting to experiment with girls, but because, for me, I had to. It was survival. I was studying to be a straight guy, and that definitely involved fucking chicks, bruh. I'm a committed method actor. I remember thinking when I turned 16 that I absolutely had to have sex that year, otherwise I would be a total failure of a real man. Brag alert! I've never had a problem with getting girls. When I was a teenager, I could walk into a room full of girls and be absolutely certain that at least 85% of that room would fall madly in love with me. Alright, fine. It was probably 95% of the room. Me. It's the gay boy curse. Every girl wants you slash falls in love with you, and you couldn't care less. Can't we just be fun gossip friends? Second brag alert, me. I couldn't get through 5 minutes of my adolescence without some fucking girl falling in love with me. And it may sound cool, but it's horrible to have somebody adoring you and you feeling nothing in return. Sorry about it. I lost my virginity at 16 years old to a girl named Mandy while the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way played on the radio.
Tell me why!
It happened at my house in my bed while nobody else was home. Mandy was upset about something, I'm not sure what, which is like so straight guy of me to not be listening, am I right? Maybe she was like mad about a fight with her mom or a breakup, whatever. All I knew was that we were alone in my house, laying on my bed, and that this was my chance. When the moment seemed right, I told her that I liked her a lot, and then she hugged me super tight. And as we hugged on my bed, I whispered in her ear,
"Can I?"
And she said,
"What?"
And I said,
"Can I make love to you?"
Without missing a beat, she rolled me over, got on top of me, and did everything from taking my pants off to riding my D for 3 whole minutes. Bam! Sexual intercourse! Virginity gone! Mission accomplished!
Like a virgin.
Can I make love to you? Can you believe that bad teen soap opera dialogue of mine? God, I was so good in the most horrible way. Mandy was a seasonal love lasting only the summertime. I would go to work all day as a camp counselor and then go right over to Mandy's house. We would hang at her place, and her mom was a total booze bag who let us do whatever we wanted. I chugged a Budweiser for the first time that summer and nearly threw up while we watched a rented VHS comedy special of Eddie Murphy yell faggot 400 times. Mandy's mom liked me because I would give her money for alcohol, and then she would invite like 30 people over to get shit-faced.
Wham!
This was a summer of teen hormones exploding everywhere. Mandy's BFF would come over with her boyfriend, and we would all have sex in the same room. Not together like an orgy, but like, oh, we're over here on this bed, and oh, we're over here on this bed, and oh, we're all doing it. I thought it was super hot to have another guy in the room, surprise, surprise. I would be thrusting on top of Mandy, listening to the dude next to me, and it turned me on like crazy. We also had a code word for during sex when we would go down on the girls. I know, I don't get it either. I assumed this was a straight guy thing, but I don't think it is. Anyway, we both went down on the girls at the same time. That's right, I chowed down on some pussy, and it was not the best. All right, fine, it was horrible.
Horrible!
Later in the chapter trilogy, I will eat some vagina that's not horrible, but Mandy's privates reeked of warm red onions. Are they red onions or purple onions? Either way. Bless her heart. It took me a while to even pinpoint that smell. It didn't hit me until months later when I was working at a Pizza Hut Express cutting onions and I was like, oh my god, this is Mandy's vagina! Look, bodies are complicated. I'm not saying she was gross. I'm just saying her vag smelled like onions. And bonus points for Mandy because she also had a full, thick, black bush. So just try and visualize and smell that for a second. Oh, I'll give you a minute. I was face first in this carpeted onion pussy because I didn't want to be gay. I needed to be straight, and goddammit, I was gonna make it happen! If I could learn to ride a bike and drive a car, then I'm sure I could learn to like puss. Ew. Is that a pube stuck in my tooth? Obviously, I wasn't that into Mandy. We both liked the movie Wayne's World, and that's really all we had in common. The summer lovin' with Mandy came to an end that fall when school started back up for my junior year and I got my driver's license.
Oh yeah, driving!
All summer long, Mandy had fantasized about when I would get my license and my car, and she was so excited to be able to jet across town, just the two of us. So of course, I broke up with Mandy the day I got my car and license. I literally drove to her house and was like, oh my god, I got my license, look, I have my car, look! Oh, also I'm breaking up with you.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Look, it's chapter 16. If you haven't noticed yet, sometimes in life I can be a total dick. I see it, I get it, and I'm sorry. After breaking it off with Mandy, I enjoyed my junior year driving around town without her.
Haha!
That school year would consist of a lot of weed, booze, and a ton of skipping class. I famously failed every single subject 3 terms in a row, all to bust ass and crank out straight A's the last term, averaging everything out so that I passed my junior year with straight D's. Oh yeah, me. You can't make this kind of shit up. My junior year also consisted of a few drunk nights with Jared with 2 R's from my Little League days. We put our dicks in each other's mouths. Oh, and one night we had a circle jerk with this kid Brian. But whatever, this chapter's about girls. Girls, girls, girls. God, I'm so gay that even my chapters about girls have gay hookups in them. Sorry. My next girlfriend was 21 and I stopped going to school and moved in with her and her baby. I know, that's a big jump, huh? Let me give you the slow build version. My next girlfriend was Willow. I first met Willow that summer when I was working as a grill cook at Friendly's Restaurant. If you don't know what a Friendly's is, then I'm sad for your childhood. It's kind of like a Dairy Queen and a Denny's all in one shitbox building. This was the summer that I was 17 and I decided to tell people, yeah, I'm totally gay. Working in a restaurant sucks dank balls. I went from being a dishwasher to a cook within minutes because some loser didn't show up for their shift. I had to figure that shit out and figure it out fast. Luckily, I was paired up with one of the coolest people on planet Earth, who I already knew and who would one day be the slutty correspondent for Thomas Anonymous. Wacky Jackie, aka my nipples. Nipples and I spent night after night together slinging grease burgers and romancing the butter. We will always have the butter. The hustle and rush of every restaurant kitchen is one of the most stressful, horrible environments I've ever been a part of. I worked in that slave industry for 10 years, and I hope, fingers crossed, I never have to be part of it again.
Get your own side of ranch, bitch! Me!
The job sucked, orders got messed up, our backs got thrown out, and we all had the greasiest, grossest skin ever. But once the doors were locked and we were closed, that's when we'd blast the music, light up cigarettes, and get high in the dish room. We would have an over-the-top fun time cleaning up and closing down. The only way I was ever to get through all that mind-numbing work was by dancing and dry-humping the booth dividers. It sounds kind of silly, but my job at Friendly's was a pivotal milestone for me because it was the first place that I was my own person. It was a place where people just knew me as me, and that feeling of freedom and independence felt so awesome. I just thought, God, what the fuck? Who cares if I'm gay? It's the new millennium! Nobody cares anymore! So, I came out.
Gay!
I came out to one friend, one of my sisters, and to the entire fucking staff of Friendly's. Big mistake.
Huge!
At the time, it felt like a world away from high school, and I think I forgot that I actually had to return there in the fall. Of course, at first, it seemed so awesome to be out and gay. I mean, I had tight black pleather pants from Old Navy and everything.
I can be me!
Then, as summer rolled on, I began to experience what can only be described as, like, being typecast into the gay role. There were countless tacky bad gay jokes and inappropriate offensive questions shot my way at work every single day. At the time, I think this was everyone's way of thinking they were being accepting and tolerant. I started to feel what it was like to be put in a box that had a big old gay label on it. And of course, the label was glittery and shiny, because that's what gay people like, right? No, it's true. We do like shiny, glittery things. I branched out at Friendly's and became a server because once I realized you could make tips based off service and personality, I knew I'd be rolling in the dough. Hi, I'm Tommy and I'm your server. Willow was a server, but like a super server. She hustled those tables like nobody else, like one of those pro waitresses that walks a million miles an hour and doesn't need to write anything down. Willow trained me, and we began a flirtation that a lot of gay men and their good girlfriends have. You know, dancing, dry humping, ass smacking, the usual. She knew I was gay, we joked about me being gay, joked about having sex with each other. Jokes, 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 jokes. Ha ha ha, sex is funny. That summer, we would all party at Willow's house after work, and when I say her house, what I mean is her teeny tiny two-bedroom attic apartment. So tiny that the bathroom tub was under a slanted rooftop, and every time you took a shower, it was a shower you had to take sitting down on your ass while you hosed off. Every night, we would all go to Willow's place, wait for her to put the baby to sleep, and then we'd bust out the beer and the homemade water bongs.
Wham!
We would all still be in our large, stained, navy blue Friendly's polo shirts, taking shots of Goldschlager, and smoking the finest skunkweed Southeast Mass had to offer. And of course, all of that was done in between chain-smoking packs of Marlboro Reds, duh. We turned the board game Parcheesi into a drinking game, and it was so fucking fun! I mean, can you imagine a group of young people not on their devices and actually playing a game together?
What? That's some olden day shit!
These were my fun summer nights, but I could feel the impending doom of my senior year about to start, and I realized coming out of the closet was kind of a big deal, and everyone was totally gonna find out. I don't know why I didn't think this through before, probably because you're 17 and stupid. I started to think of all the times in the past at school when people had asked me if I was gay, and I proclaimed with all of my might that I wasn't!
No, I'm not! I'm not gay!
I felt the crushing weight of reality setting in, and it made me want to shit my pants. As I started my senior year, I was ready to be done with school. All my real friends had graduated the year before, and I was just over it. I didn't know what I wanted, and yet I thought I knew exactly what I wanted. I wanted it all. I wanted to be gay, I wanted to be straight, to be adored, to have friends, to be popular, to be the lone rebel, the artist, performer, to live on my own, to be done with school. Me! But I also wanted to immerse myself in my senior year, and I wanted to experience everything there was to do. I wanted to go to college and major in theater and move to New York.
Jeez, I just wanted it all, didn't I?
God, I'm so fucking annoying. The connection to Willow was real, and the attraction and sex, or whatever you want to think about it, that was secondary for me. She was cute, she had fun, high energy, and was always bopping around. I remember her ponytail would whip back and forth as she rushed around the restaurant. Towards the end of the summer, Willow had offered for me to hang out with her friends and take ecstasy.
Drugs, 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 drugs.
Being me, I needed no convincing and was super excited to dip into some hard drugs. All I remember is that I wore my orange, swishy pants, and at the end of the night, Willow and I were kissing. We kissed and we kissed on her awful blue wooden couch. Seriously, it was the worst couch ever. Was there a connection? Yes, absolutely. Was I still gay? Yes, absolutely. But that didn't matter to me in the moment. I loved that feeling of being normal, feeling like I could be straight and that I could be like everybody else. The trip down Ecstasy Lane happened just a few days after the police busted me and Eric gay making out at Walmart. Mamba? As we all remember, I ghosted him. Hard. Bye, girl. I learned from that experience that the life of a gay person was not easy, especially in Wareham. But hooking up with a girl, walking around town with a girlfriend and a baby would not make people look twice at me. It was the norm for teenagers to be poor, out of school, and having kids. I saw an opportunity, and so I jumped off the gay bandwagon faster than you can say poppers. And I chose what I thought would be the easy road. Ha 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 ha! There is no easy road. Finding a balance of being a high school senior and my new awesome nighttime party life with my brand new girlfriend was tough. I was doing things in school like DECA class, speech and debate team, the morning TV show, and drama club, duh. But also at night, I was working until 1 in the morning and then partying with my cool work family. Gosh, this exhausting lifestyle can't last long. Bam! I got mono. And having mono became the best I can't go to school excuse ever. Pretty soon, word spread around school about my gayness. Even in drama club, I overheard them saying how Tommy was gay, but now he's trying to be straight again, but I think he's gay. I know, did you see his pleather pants? Hee hee hee. Like, really, drama nerds? Even the queers in drama club are turning on me? Shade. Soon enough, the effect of me never going to school kicked in and my grades were down in the gutter. But I was just so not into it, and I didn't care. I also had no guidelines and no rules from my parents. Nobody ever told me that I had to go to college or even finish high school. So I did what any other struggling high school senior would have done. I moved in with Willow and her baby and we were officially a couple. Hi, I'm 17 years old and I know everything. I started going to what they called Even Start School, which is like an alternative high school where asshole boys and pregnant chicks go. I clearly didn't belong there, but I figured, hey, if these guys get to have an easy road to a high school diploma, why can't I take it? For a struggling student, I was pretty smart. Willow's daughter, baby girl, was only 8 months old when I moved in, and me being the cliche kid who grew up with a stepdad, I instantly wanted to play daddy and be the father I didn't have growing up. Oh, brother, what are you doing? I'm 17 and I know everything! God! Baby girl's bio dad wasn't in the picture at the time, and I traded in my senior year of high school to work full-time and change diapers. Me, 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 me. But that was my choice. Nobody forced me to do it. Choices are a dangerous thing. But I was hypnotized by that warm, cozy feeling like I was on my way to being a normal guy in a normal, shitty, straight life with a normal girlfriend, and everyone's gonna see how normal I am! As you can imagine, this was a hard pill to swallow for everyone who wasn't me and Willow. I mean, to go from shouting to the world, I'm gay, here I am, I'm gay! To then be like, oh, hey, just kidding, just go ahead, turn around, pretend you didn't hear any of that, okay? People were confused, and some people even tried to get through to me because they could tell that I was just hiding, and others said nothing, and others asked a billion questions. I just stuck to the classic denial plan. This is the way things are, and if you ask any questions I don't like, I'm gonna straight up ignore you. Hi, I'm Tommy, and I'm a cunt. Willow was awesome during this awkward time. One night, Onion Puss Mandy came into Friendly's with a bunch of her friends while I was on a break sitting at a table, and they were just being super loud and rude and obnoxious, and they of course had heard the gay rumors at school, and they were not quiet with their not-so-subtle insults. All of them ordered very loudly and effeminately. Like, good one, guys. Willow came over to where I was sitting on my break where they could all see us, and she sat on my lap and started kissing me. It was to help shut them up, prove we were together, and to help prove to the world that I was straight. She's awesome. Mandy's asshole friends came back a week later without her, and I had to wait on them. Ugh, fucking great idea becoming a waiter, Tommy. Fucking motherfucker. I was so mad that I was now the personal servant of her stupid friends who were being the rudest, messiest customers ever. They all acted like over-the-top gay men as a dig at me, and they ordered a bunch of ice cream sundaes with all sorts of shit toppings, like marshmallow, fudge, peanut butter cups. So you can imagine how disgusting and sticky their table was. As I cleaned off all the gross plates after they finally left, I saw on one of the paper placemats they were coloring on, in giant red letters, it said, "Faggot." I crumpled it up and shoved it into my pocket as fast as I could. It sent the worst, most horrible feeling to my core. Whatever the opposite of happy goosebumps is, that's what I had. But justice had already been served. They had already received their punishment for their hate slaying. Those ice cream sundaes that they gobbled down like pigs were also ice cream sundaes starring my spit. Pro tip, marshmallow on your ice cream is a great invitation for your waiter to spit in your sundae.
Bon appetit.
Me. Quick side note to those people who wrote faggot on my table. Faggot has two G's, and it should have been capitalized. Show some fucking respect. Willow and I settled into our new, weird, domestic life. We still partied all the time because, duh, we were young, stupid, and selfish. We were always broke and had to steal food from friendlies regularly. And I'm not talking we took a to-go box with some fries. I'm talking we took whole boxes of burger patties. Giant blocks of cheese. I mean, when I say we stole, I mean we fucking stole! We fought, we fucked, rinse, lather, repeat. Just a few months had felt like 5 years, and then I made some more great choices, and I wanted to be called daddy.
What?
Yup, believe it. This shit was real. I helped baby girl learn how to walk, which if you've never seen a human try to figure out walking, YouTube it, it's hilarious. I used to start every single day by opening the baby's door and to see her little baby face eagerly awaiting us, and I would always say, "Hey, baby." And then her little tiny smile of love would explode all over me. I loved baby girl, even in those moments of total aggravation when you turn around to see a one-year-old pulling all the clean folded laundry off the couch and she's just laughing and pulling clothes. As insane as this whole situation probably sounds, know that it was absolutely insane. I'm sure it was also strange for my friends to all of a sudden have me stop by their house with a baby. I'd run in, plunk her down on the floor, be like, "Hey, I gotta go pee, can you watch her?" I mean, it was a time and a place that even now as I recall it, I cannot believe this was my life. We wanted desperately for what we had to feel real and to erase that whole part of our lives where I was gay and we were friends.
Classic denial, yay!
We were both so young and so stupid, and I was so skinny. I looked great. But we both were just overcompensating for whatever screwed up family issues we both had. I'm super grateful that we had each other to use as coping mechanisms. Through it all, I loved Willow, and I felt so much for her and all of her experiences. As we moved into springtime and my ghetto high school graduation grew closer and closer, the longing inside of me to see the world, be a star, live a bigger, better life, it started to overtake me. Not to mention the fact that I also knew deep down there were all those feelings I never wanted to talk about. The gay ones. Shh. Here's a dark confession. Buckle up. But when I would have sex with girls, I would think of the guys that fucked them before me, and that would be what turned me on. Once I got it in there, I was always good to go. I mean, what teenage boy is gonna deny penetration? The reality of raising a child and what that entailed and the true lifelong commitment that that is started to weigh heavily on me. As it fucking should! Needless to say, I panicked. With no real relationship skills, I had no idea how to express that to Willow. I had no idea how to process it, and I was terrified that I would hurt her. So I left. The only way my childhood had taught me to leave. I packed up my stuff while she was at work, and I left a note on the table, and I peaced the fuck out. My mom would be so proud. This is her brand. I'm not a person of regrets at all, but if there's one thing I could go back and do over a different way, it would be this. I was scared of facing her, scared of hurting her, and most of all, scared she and everyone else would think that I'm gay. As you can imagine, it did hurt her, horribly, and it was a terrible, hard, long breakup.
That's life!
No, we're not doing that. This wouldn't be the final end of Willow and me. She'd be back later down the straight road. I told you, it's a chapter trilogy! Once I was free from all of my choices, free from life, free from school, you would think that being 18 years old, single, with my entire life ahead of me and no real responsibilities, that I would focus on maybe college or some kind of plan for the future. Nah. Instead, I ran right into the arms of another woman. And I joined the Navy.
What?
You You did it! Yay! Thanks for listening to Chapter 16, Vag Monologues, Part 1, Like a Virgin. And welcome to the Weed Cap. I'm Tommy Natoli here in Los Angeles, and today is a big show. Huge show! In honor of the start of this epic chapter trilogy, I have all my Thomas Anonymous correspondents checking in for Part 1, Like a Virgin. I'm gonna hang out with my straight guy, Brandon. As always, we're gonna be smoking out in my car, and we're gonna hear about Brandon's first time having S-E-X with a G-I-R-L. Girls! Also joining us on the show today will be the one and only slutty correspondent for Thomas Anonymous, Wacky Jackie. Yay! She's gonna be calling in and giving us her two cents on everything because she was actually there for this insane, can't believe it was real part of my life. And of course, as always, joining me for all this fun will be the best hair in podcasting, Michelle with one L. So, make yourself a drink or roll a joint. Do what you have to do to keep yourself buckled because we are just getting started right now.
How's your day?
Well, it was really great.
I should say, how's your weekend?
I know, it's over. That makes me so sad.
Big barbecue turnout today.
Yeah, it was good. Me. Everything's about me. I'm gonna write a song about it. Me. I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about I. Wanna talk about number one. Oh, my. What I think, what I want, what I want, what I see. I might talk about you, usually. But occasionally, every minute of every other fucking day, I wanna talk about me.
Me. Let's get to business.
All right.
Welcome.
Okay, Oprah.
We're here. It's the Weed Cap. It's Michelle with one L. We listen to chapter 16.
Ooh, 16.
Ew. Chapter 16, Vag Monologues.
Yep.
That whole time, that's what I was doing, was trying to...
Yeah, but it was good filler.
Open it up to remember the name of the chapter. It's our Vag Monologues, and it's the chapter trilogy. So we got two more parts after this one.
Wait!
Well, chapter 17, whatever, Vag Monologue, and chapter 18, whatever, Vag Monologue.
Very nice.
So this was 16, Like a Virgin.
I loved this so much.
What?
I'm going to tell you why. Like, okay. I'm not going to tell you.
I'm ready.
I liked it because you used words in there that straight people use. Like, why can't they just be normal? Why can't they, why, you know what I mean? So you used a lot of button words.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. But you used those words because that's what you thought you were supposed to be, and that's what society puts out there for you. So you said words like, you use the word normal a lot.
Yeah.
But that's the word that the straight community uses all the time.
Why can't they just be normal?
Normal.
And that's how I thought. That's really how I thought. You know, that's how I felt. And that is, that goes back to, like, the whole, like, being in the closet is not just somebody being like, oh, I don't want people to know the secret. Being in the closet is you are brainwashed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're not, it's not like, I just don't want people to know the secret. It's that I want to be normal. I want to be that, you know, it's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, it was a whole brainwash thing. Being in the closet was way deeper and more than just, I don't want people to know I'm gay. It's like, I need to reprogram myself. I know that I'm not gay.
There's something
gay.
Wrong with
me. Yeah, that's not real.
Yeah, it's
no,
like,
I'm this.
I have cancer. I'm gay. it's gay cancer.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I do, because it's not about just coming out of the closet. It's about so much more than... It's not like, I have a secret.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like gender reveal parties. Ah, it's a boy or whatever.
No, it's like jerking off, forcing yourself to think of a girl because you know that that's normal.
Not, right. And then what is normal? So that caught my attention that you said that.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I'm straight.
Figures. Takes one to know one.
Hey, I tried. I tried to be gay.
I know.
It did not work out for me. I'm just you not really that
did. Girl. You
really
did. I wish you had filmed that so that I could have some footage.
It was so awful.
It was a full scissor? Was it a nude scissor?
Yeah.
Oh!
There was box gelling and everything.
Wow. Well, I've box gelled. I want to go in order because it's such a hefty chapter. Yeah. First, the spelling of vag.
I love that. I never even thought about that. That was great.
And nobody ever thought about that. Yeah. Here's the deal with the spelling of vag is, you remember Auntie Patty from the Christmas, the Christmas special. We've always said vag forever, and we used to spell it V-A-G, and then one day it hit us like, is that really?
Vag.
Is that, yeah, that looks like vag. So then we went into Auntie Patty's house one day. We were like, Patty! Patty went to Boston University, so she knows everything.
Oh, of course.
Patty, how do you spell vag? And she's the one who told us. It took her a minute. She really thought about it. Well, I guess it would be V-A-D-G-E, because... that's how you spell badge. So, and then it was like a light bulb going off, like, oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
So spread the news, because I know that everyone thinks it's a V-A-G.
I'm going to make badges that say badges.
You should make sure, you should use your Cricut to spread the news.
I think I will. You could make little badges and then say badge.
I love that. We could be like the Badge of the Month Club or something.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
And then I went into the Gold Star gay status thing. Had you heard of that before?
I had not heard of that before. I think that you told me that when you were talking about somebody that you knew in your life.
Yes.
And yes. You said that he was a Gold Star gay. And I was like, what the fuck? Does he have like a ribbon? I mean, what makes that? And then you told me, and then I went, oh, wait, that makes, you know, my kid a Gold Star.
Yeah.
I just think it makes them bigger drama queens, but whatever.
I mean, I just think you should try everything once.
Well.
You know, who are you? Who are you? Who are you to sit on high horse?
Well, I think, too, that it depends on who you're growing up with.
Oh, absolutely.
I love a high horse.
View's beautiful. The view's beautiful from up there. Oh, God, he is drunk.
What's going on?
Nothing's going on. I saw him walk.
And all he needs is a DUI. And then life would be complete. Hello? Breathalyzer, anyone? In your car?
Oh, so what annoys me with the Gold Star gay, besides everything I talked about with those famous people, is that, like, I've heard, like gay guys will be like, oh, you're not a Gold Star? Like, it'll be shocking to them, you know, and they'll do it in a way that's like, oh. Like, so gross. Oh, my God, gross.
You touch pussy?
And what they don't get is that they're doing the same thing that people do to them. Gay sex? Ew.
I have to say, the gay community is very judgmental to each other.
What?
You heard me. That is, I have never seen such a broken up.
Contradiction.
Yeah.
Oh, come on in. Welcome. Open arms.
Divided. That's why you guys are so easily conquered.
Duh.
What is going on in my house? Why are there so many people?
But they clearly don't know. There's a live hit international podcast recording up here.
International.
International. Still only one download in Russia, but whatever. I'm taking it.
Ah, it's quite Trump's people.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's also the booze cap today. Because we're at Michelle's.
Mm. Always the booze cap.
Anyway, hate it. I'm not a Gold Star gay. And even if I can't.
You know, but I have to say that I love it that you're not a Gold Star gay, because I think that Gold Star gays act like, in the sense that they...
cunts. They act like cunts.
Yes, they do. Everything's about them. I should be able to do this, and I should be able to do that. You know what? Nobody gets to do that. Nobody. Nobody. Everybody has to conform to something or another.
Yeah, and you should have to get on your knees and eat some pussy before you complain anymore. It's like voting. What do they say about voting? If you don't do it, you can't complain.
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
I think that's perfect.
If you don't do it, you can't complain. You can't talk about how, like,
so
they'll be like, oh, God, pussy. Bleh, bleh, bleh. Like, I'm sorry.
You don't even know.
Have you been face first with a puss? Because
you don't know what you're talking about. And I didn't enjoy it. And you had onions and you still tried.
Well, and then in later chapters, we'll find that I did it later and it wasn't horrible. You know, I wasn't like, bleh. Again, I was just getting the job done, doing what I had to do.
Right.
But I wasn't
I
like
think it makes you more...
throwing up in a trash can afterwards. I was just wiping my mouth off. Because let's face it, eating pussy is a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Can I have a bib, please?
I know.
She's
but
a squirter.
I just, oh, gross. Ew, that reminded me of somebody else that, not that I know, but somebody that used that as an excuse for wetting the bed all the time. Okay, her name's Jenny, but whatever.
Oh my God, that's great. We've known a lot of people with bed problems. That one person who shit the bed.
Oh!
I shit the bed!
What?
I shit the bed! Anyway, next topic in the chapter is virginity. So you heard my story. Did you know the song Backstreet Boys?
I was never that gay.
Well, you were having kids in the 90s, so you wouldn't have known.
For your information, wasn't Marky Mark one of the Backstreet Boys?
This is like 1999. Marky Mark was done by then.
I love him still.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, watching him do pull-ups. Anyway, so I did... 1999? Is when you lost your virginity?
Mm-hmm. Summer of 99, 16. Oh, me and gosh. Mandy. Oh, let's talk about the names for a second. These are all fake names, obviously. But anyway, I want to know about your virginity. Your virginity. Geez.
I was only 14.
What year was that? 70s.
Late 70s.
70s. Any songs on the radio playing?
The Bee Gees. And he looked just like Andy Gibb.
Oh, we've talked about this guy because I remember the Andy Gibb reference.
Yeah. And then he turned out to be a murder-suicide guy.
Do you have any,
Oh, I loved him. I was so in love with him. It was stupid.
Did you guys use a condom the first time?
Oh, hell no. Perfect. You couldn't even get one.
They didn't even have condoms in the
70s. What is a condom? We called them rubbers. Yeah, and nobody had them.
And were you on bottom?
Yeah, and it wasn't great. It wasn't great. And I still loved him, and I think I loved everything up to the part about doing it. And then it was just kind of not... I was just confused afterwards.
You said 14?
Yeah, I was really young.
Hmm. And was that the same time you did that blowjob that they came in your mouth?
After. I did that after.
He put it in and then you did it after?
No, it wasn't the same guy.
No, I didn't know if that was in the same night, like no. Virginity and the cum shot in your mouth.
No, there was no oral going on.
He just put it in.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And then I dated him again 10 years later.
When was the first time you took top position in sex?
Oh, God. I don't even know. Really?
Oh, come on.
I'm so old. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to remember that?
How can you forget it?
Because I've been with so many guys, I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
I stopped counting at like 60-something.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. You're
just like, why? What are you going to do after that? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, this doesn't matter anymore.
Just check out the 60-plus button. Yeah. Or the box.
Yeah, exactly. Then, so I really don't remember.
And so, since you don't remember, you obviously have no, like, fun specific details. Like, was he circumcised or uncircumcised?
My first?
Yeah.
Circumcised.
Okay. This is veering off to a whole other chapter, I feel like. But when was your first uncircumcised penis? That is everyone, first of all, that's the first response everyone has when they come in contact.
I didn't know. I was like, what's going on? And I know that he was like a waiter at a Mexican restaurant.
Was he Mexican?
He was. Hispanic. Mm.
God, such a stereotype.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, wait, what's happening here? What's going on?
Wow, and did you see it go from flaccid to hard?
No, I felt it, and I was like...
You just knew there was something different.
And I was just like, I wish somebody would turn on the light so I can understand what's happening. Because this isn't something that we talked about...
Of course not.
...growing up with my parents. My mom, you know, he puts his penis into her vagina. They make a baby. She never said anything about circumcised, uncircumcised, although we all knew that Jesus was circumcised.
Of course. Still. So you reached down and you felt it, but there wasn't... Did it smell different? Or
my face wasn't down there.
Oh, so you didn't go down on him. Okay.
Oh, God. No.
Once it's hard and in there, doesn't it feel the same? Or could you feel the extra skin in you?
No.
Okay. So, I mean, who cares at that point?
Right.
I think it's really just blowing the young, uncircumcised guys.
I never...
You never know what you're going to get.
I didn't.
Unless
it's
a gay guy, and then you know it's immaculate.
Only if he's a gold star.
Only if he's a gold star. That's right. All right, so what happened next? Oh, I went down on her. It smelled like onions. We had the code word, me and that guy. So was
that... That's so funny. That's so funny that you guys did that. That's a dude thing. That is such a dude thing.
It's such a weird, like, teenager, like... So her
what
room...
What are you talking about? You know who, Ding Dong, did that with another... he had his person, and then the guy had his person, and his name was Guy, and whatever, and they did it. And the same thing. Two different beds, two different
there
chicks.
There is something, like homoerotic about that, though.
I know.
I mean, there just is, like... Mm-hmm. It was just twin mattress over here, twin mattress over here, like everything's happening. And then scuba! Scuba!
Is that really the code word?
Yeah, but the girls would say the code word.
Okay, they're whores. They know.
And they would do it at the same, they would want to be like getting eaten out at the same time. So God, they were probably like weird lesbians and we were probably weird gay guys.
Probably. Hmm. You guys should just have an orgy and called it a day.
I know. Do you guys have friendlies here? A friendly's restaurant?
I know what you're talking about?
What do you mean, you knew?
I knew when you said friendlies, and then you were like, oh, now I have to explain to her. And when you first said friendlies, I already knew what you were talking about.
Because I had told you before in life what a friendlies is?
No, I listened to your chapter, duh. You were talking about a restaurant.
Oh, right.
Oh, good Lord. Have another drink.
Sorry, I don't usually drink during the weed cap. So, did you have any jobs like that where you... Obviously not.
No.
Like, worked at a grease shit shack.
I worked at McDonald's for, like, 2 days.
How about the partying afterwards? Because you partied as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
So you know all about, like, the weed and the booze and the... Did any of your people in your circle have kids? Like, was that something that happened? Like, teen pregnancies?
No. We didn't live in Wareham.
So you guys didn't have an alternative high school that you could...
It was called Continuation School. And it was in Glendale.
And what kind of people went there?
Not my kind of people. And here's the thing. I was such a rotten, stinking teenager that I ran away when I was 15 and failed all my classes at my school and then went to school in Utah because my parents finally caught me and took me to Utah to go live with my cousin.
Jeez.
And then I failed all those classes there. So I failed 13 classes in one semester.
What a loser.
Oh, yeah. And then I had to go to school during my senior year from like 7 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night.
But you finished on time when you were supposed to.
I finished on time. Yeah. My mom said, I just want to watch you walking across the stage. And I did.
Nice. Yeah,
yeah,
same
look
here.
Where it got me. I'm still a housewife, so whatever.
Well, my graduation was hilarious because it was all the continuing ed people. And that school, like, the you only have to go, like, twice a week. Like, right. I think Tuesdays and Thursdays I had to go in. And it was, like, every girl who had a baby. Mm-hmm. Every jackass boy who had, like, caught, you know, busted with drugs, like, just, like,
right.
Acting super ghetto, even though we're just in Wareham.
Yeah.
And it was, like...
Oh, if you went to continuation school, you were...
But I was, like, labeled. The preppy goody-goody of continuation school, because I had literally no reason to fucking
it's
be there.
It's not hard to be that, since there's nobody else that's going to compete with you to be the goody-goody of a continuation school.
Yeah, I didn't have to do any. I just had to watch movies and write papers and...
No, you're missing the point. You're, like, you think that's a great thing that you are the good guy of a continuation
school. Oh, I know. It's not hard to be. Yeah.
No, there's nobody else competing for that prize.
No, but I'm saying I just wasn't one of those. I wasn't there because they were all put in there because they did bad shit.
Right.
I was put in there because, like, I missed a lot of school and the guidance counselor was like, hey, do you want to go to this school? And so I was like, sure. Seems easy. And then I didn't even have to do the Tuesday, Thursday class because I would skip those classes. And then I'd just show up with baby girl, the baby, and be like, oh, sorry, I just have this baby and it's just a lot's happening. And the teacher would be like, that's all right. Just watch a movie and then write a paper about it. And then bam, graduated.
Where was that school for me?
Wareham, Massachusetts.
Jeez, I was on the wrong side of the country.
It was at the old East Wareham school. They converted the attic into the continuation school.
I didn't even get that chance.
I didn't even get anyone pregnant.
Jeez. And I didn't get pregnant. Maybe that's why I couldn't go.
Hmm.
So, school days.
Okay, so then I'm with Pussy Willow, aka Willow.
So, you said you really loved her.
I did love her.
Now,
and we're still, you know, totally cool. We're still, you know,
but
the last time...
You said it was a long, hard breakup.
It was a long, hard breakup. And it just seemed so boring to add those details of basically, I kept, like, after that whole, like, Remember, she went to work. I left it on a table. I moved out. That was the initial breakup.
So,
but I went back there. Like, I went back the next week, and it was, you know, she was... I didn't want to, like, be like, oh, she was a hot, drunk mess. But she was a hot, drunk mess. And it was just like...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that makes more sense. It wasn't like, I'm struggling with my inner gay.
No, God,
okay, because
no.
That's what I thought
happen. In the next chapter, we're going to get into that. Because basically what happened is I got sucked in by another girl.
Women.
So... Yeah, I went basically from, I thought I was free, but I really just ran into the arms of another girl, and that was, you know, super shitty of me to do, and I would go make sure that, you know, Willow was okay, and she'd be, like, drunk and super upset, and there was just a lot of, like, visiting with crying, and...
And a baby.
Yeah, I mean, just talk about a sticky... gross, white trash situation. I know, as I was listening to the, when I listened to the chapter on the final whatever, I was like, wow, I really just described her place like it's a fucking dump.
Yeah.
Well, it was a dump!
Well, yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, the kitchen was like the size of, like, just this corner, like, from here over. Stove sink thing, like, it was an attic that they made into an apartment. And then they decided, because it was such a small space, they put mirrors
everywhere.
Every cabinet.
It opens up the space.
Every wall. I mean, you couldn't turn around without seeing seven of yourselves. So
imagine. And those little squares, too, that you just stick on them.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah. Squares everywhere. Mirrors everywhere. So doing drugs there was a blast.
Oh, my God. I remember when growing up, my parents had like a bunch of those mirrors. That was like the in thing.
And if you guys wanted to do hard drugs, would you get a babysitter or...
Me? Me? I used to party. And so when we had another couple friend, this was a couple husbands ago, and they would come over and bring their kids, set up the playpen, put the kids in the playpen, and it was just cocaine all night long.
Ooh.
And I was like, you guys really think this is okay for your kids to be here when you're, you know, busting out the lines? Like, oh, they'll be fine.
They'll sleep through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Was that the night that you fucked and you needed butter because there was no lube?
Yeah, that was the night.
Yep, I knew
that. That was the night, butter.
I know your life.
I know, you know me so good. It wasn't even real butter, it was margarine.
Oh, God, I'm totally judging you right now. I can't believe it's not butter. All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
What are we going to do on the break? We're going to check in with Brandon.
Oh, Brandon, so, surfer Brandon?
He's not, well, he is totally a surfer dude.
I know.
But he's not like... No, I got long hair and a serape on.
Just leave it. It's not a serape.
It is a serape.
No.
What is a serape?
I don't know, but it's not what I'm thinking.
I imagined him in like a tie-dyed like knit blanket thing, like those Mexican.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I call those serapes.
They're not serapes.
Are they? I mean, aren't they?
I don't know, but we'll find out. We'll figure it out.
Yep, we're gonna check in with Brandon right now.
All right.
All right. Yay. That was a pretty woman's spit, just so everyone knows. I don't even recognize her. She looks like a hooker.
I know. Look at her, man.
But she looks great. I can't look at him right now. Wait, what's going on? Oh. You know, this is so weird, but she kind of looks like a drag queen for a split second.
No, I could see it.
Split second, you know?
Especially with that kind of outfit on.
Yeah. Ooh, that might be a listener.
Like, what is that? What is that?
I don't know. Maybe he has a big dick.
He's gotta be like a huge, like, look at that.
But he doesn't look like he'd know how to use it. Look at him. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's down here. Is it here?
I think it's in.
It's in. Oh, God, it is in. Don't worry.
It's in.
It is so fucking in. It's two in. Take it out. Really good twins this week.
Yeah. Was that this week?
Yeah, Tuesday.
No,
just kidding. Tuesday. It's Sunday. I don't remember. That's Thursday. Saturday?
It was last Thursday, yeah. Oh, so Thursdays are just a thing.
Could have been Saturday. We had a Saturday this week.
It was, right?
Now, if that's all you have, you better just save it.
I mean, I got some at the house.
But I mean, if you're a sad person, just keep it to yourself. Oh my God. That's some Beyonce.
The radio is.
Daddy lessons, because it's on my... Oh, but see, I can't have radio. I'll get sued.
Can't do that. I could not believe that.
All right, so this episode, chapter 16, is it's the Vag monologues. Mm. First and foremost, how do you spell Vag?
V-A-G.
All right, when you get to this chapter, you're going to learn the correct way to spell it.
How would you spell it?
I would spell it, well, I go through a whole thing. So, you say V-A-G. All right, if you change the V to that word, V-A-G, put a B in front of it, what does it become?
Bag.
What? Put an N in front of it, what does it become?
Nag.
Put an R in front of it.
Rag.
So, when you put a V, why does it all of a sudden become another word?
Vag. What do you mean?
It would be vag.
Vag? Well, anything else, but if it wasn't... So, you put V-A-V?
D-G-E. V-A-D-G-E. Vag. Uh-huh. I'm trying to educate the entire nation on this.
Because I mean, it makes sense.
I know. But I've also seen V-A-J.
Was it Vag?
Oh, man. I have huge, like, Vag spelling issues.
Wow.
So, that's the first obstacle to get over.
V-A-G-H-E?
V-A-D-G-E.
Ooh, that's tough.
Like, badge.
I can barely spell anonymous.
No. I know, right? I know. I have a lot. I have tall orders to fill.
Vag. Mm, give me some Vag.
Now, do you know what a gold star gay is? You're
somebody.
Straight, so why would you know what that is?
I don't know, but maybe someone who has.
So it's a gay guy who's never had sex with a woman, never had a relationship with a woman, and I'm not one of those gays. And you know my story of Mandy, I lost my virginity to.
I know all your bitches.
And the Backstreet Boys was playing in the background, and her vagina smelled like onions, and I fucked her with her friend in the room while some guy fucked her friend, and then there was a code word for us to eat pussy at the same time. I thought that was a straight thing, but I don't think it is a straight thing.
What was the code word?
Scuba.
Scuba. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, you're going
down. Scuba diving.
Scuba diving.
Scuba diving through the seaweed.
And it was seaweed for sure, because it was like you had to part the sea of the pubic hair to get there. Mm-hmm. So, well, that brings me to, I make everybody tell me their first time. So I want to know about virginity. I want to know about your first time. I want to know about it all in extremely specific details.
Okay. The first time
length and girth. No, just kidding.
Well, I lied about it for a while.
I was going to say, first you should tell everyone about your lie.
I lied about it for a while. Well, because, you know, as a boy, you got stuff to prove to other boys at a young age. So I made up a story that I lost my virginity with this girl named Carissa.
Was it a real girl that you made up? I mean, was it a real girl you made up?
Was it a real girl that I had real interactions with, but I didn't actually have sex with her. And the only reason I didn't have sex with her because she just lost her virginity like last week and she said it still hurt. And nothing happened though.
Right. So that you used that.
I got a hand job.
You got a hand job. Whew. To completion?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Damn.
So I used that story.
Yeah, so that was like your template that you used for.
Because it was going to happen.
But it didn't.
It didn't.
But that's a fair thing to go off of.
Yeah, so I used that for a while. But what really happened, it was probably freshman year in high school, so it wasn't long after.
Wow. That's
because once they started asking me and, like, questions, I was like, okay, now I really got to
do it. I got to get this done.
I got to get this done. And so, you know, I found the neighborhood whore. just knocking on doors.
I love how you're like, I got to get this done. What if they want to know, like, how it feels, and I'm just like, good.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, exactly. Exactly like that. It's like a movie scene. It's like the 40-year-old virgin. It feels like bags of sand.
So you found the town whore.
It's not the high school whore. One of them. Our school was kind of bad. Actually, it was real bad.
Oh, yeah. There were bad kids.
There were bad kids. There was one more worse school, and that was the continuation school.
Oh, yeah, that's where I went.
Yeah, that was the dropout school, and then you go
to
that school.
Yeah, I went to dropout school.
So that school was worse than ours, but ours was, like, right. Ours was, like, the lowest barrier. So, like, you know, there were some girls who got pregnant young, and
oh, was, yeah. Loosey-goosey, they're fun. They like to have a good time.
They was there for a good time, not a long time. So, I actually had Spanish class with this one girl. And we're going to call her... We'll call her Frosted Flakes.
Oh, okay.
We'll call her Frosted Flakes. And...
Oh, Frosted Flakes. Oh, Frosted Flakes. Keep going.
Her name is Tony, so... I just gave it away.
Like, that's Tony the Tiger.
I didn't want people to think I'm weird. Like, what's Frosted Flakes?
Good one, Brandon.
Frost your flakes. So we had Spanish class together. And she had already banged... two of my friends, including Matt Separation homie.
Oh, nice.
and
Matt Separation's the same age, so you guys are both freshmen. Yeah. Nice.
And
Fuck yeah.
I was next.
Who was the other friend she banged?
Well, that didn't happen yet. She eventually banged, I think it was four or five of us.
Oh, but you were the second.
I was the second.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Not bad.
She for sure banged four of us and for sure gave two different, not including those four people, blowjobs.
Sweet. This girl was busy.
The town whore.
Wow. She didn't fucking care.
Nope, didn't care. And
so
yeah.
Where'd she fuck you?
Yeah. So, you know, I can't even remember how it happened.
Did you have a condom on the first time?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I didn't. Haha. Were you on top or bottom?
Well, can I get there?
I'm a journalist, okay? I ask questions. I need answers. Well, I'm not a story listener.
I don't know how it happened. I think we were passing notes. We did the good old note pass.
Nice.
I banged off a note pass, like...
You want to bang, circle, yes or no.
And so she ended up being at my house, my dad's house. And we were in my room and, oh gosh, you know, I'm really bad with remembering stuff. But, okay, I remember, you know, it was definitely missionary the whole time. I definitely had a condom on.
Wow, this is classic sex.
Yep, I definitely felt like, I mean, that was it. You know, it was just like missionary.
Completion? Did we finish?
Oh, for sure, I completed.
Yes!
That's a full first time.
Full first time. You know, we banged like a couple times after that, but then I realized like that she was like banging everyone else too, and I was like, eh.
I'm good.
You're
like, mission accomplished. Mission like I got what I needed done.
Thank you. You have completed me.
Wow. Was that you? When you say you banged a few times, like that night?
No.
Oh, just
like, okay, a couple more times.
Oh, so she was just like your first. That's a kind of a great first. You know, she broke. Did you always have missionary with her? Did she ever ride on top? Let me see your first ride on top.
First ride on top. Oh, probably the second girl I had sex with. And this was the score because there was this girl that was in my grade. And I was a freshman. And there was a girl that was a senior who was a sister of a girl in my grade. And the girl in my grade, another town. Super. I mean, like more than
she was like more the than district Frosted whore.
Flakes. Yeah, more than Frosted Flakes. Like this girl.
She's the county whore. She's
Yeah. There was.
So she was experienced.
There were some stories about her.
I like a girl that can ride on top.
Yeah. Well, anyways, her sister, I worked with, and you know, she took me out to the movies twice. She took me out to the movies twice.
Oh, sugar mama.
She took me out to the movies twice, and it took me two movies to realize what was going on, like why she was taking me out.
You're like, oh, I'm going to the movies again. Oh, wow.
And then she was like, yeah, like, you want to come over? And I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. And then, like, we go, and it's, like, just in her room, and I'm like,
I love that.
And the apple didn't fall too far from the tree because she's like, do you have a condom? I was like, no. She's like, check the drawer right there.
She's like, I got 45 in the nightstand.
No, she had multiple styles, every different kind, like just like the Trojan, the
oh, what, yeah. She had it all.
Whatever kind you wanted, she had. And so, you know, like I said, it was she, she had nice fake tits too. As a senior.
That's a good, I mean, great intro to sex, I think, with those two girls. Yeah. The combo of those two girls is a good start.
And plot twist, I didn't, you know, I mean, nothing happened ever, obviously, but when I did a nut in the end, the condom was totally broken.
Nice. Oh my god, you know what, I don't think I used a condom until like my fifth or sixth time. I was like, yeah, I should probably use one of those.
Yep. And I mean, you know, I was like newer. I was real new at this, so I didn't know, like, I mean, it didn't even dawn on me, like, consequence wise, what really could have happened.
The first time I did with Willow, who's the second girl in the story, the first few times we definitely used condoms. I think she was the first one I used condoms with because she already had a baby.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was 17 and she was 21. And I moved in with her. Ooh. And her baby.
That's on your story?
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, it is. But we had fun. We always did drugs and drank. Had lots of sex.
With her kid?
No. Well, but the kid was always asleep when we were on drugs.
That's good.
No, most times if we were, like, going to do ecstasy, her mom took the kid and we didn't have the kid. Like, if we did acid.
I need you to babysit tonight. Yeah. Like, popping some pills.
We're going to be tripping. Yeah, liquid acid. I'm going to do about 4 hits. It's going to be great. Tommy's going to watch the leaves melt off the tree. It's going to be great.
There goes Tommy.
So, yeah, for big nights like that, baby would not be there. Because the first time I did acid, we had to walk through the baby's room to go outside.
Chucky.
Which was creepy, but the acid kicked in right as we were walking through, and I knocked over the baby swing, and it smashed into a billion pieces. That's when I knew, like, I'm tripping. So, yeah, no baby for any kind of, like, drug stuff. But, like, drinking nights, yeah, you can drink with the baby at home. This is America. But, yeah, so. Now, let's talk eating vagina. When did the first time that happen? Was that one of those first two girls?
Definitely not.
Smart man.
Eating vag didn't come. God, it's just like so hard to remember.
Gosh. I did it both with Mandy. Threw it in there and ate her out. But that was like with, because the other guy was in the room, so it was like kind of gay.
No, you know what? my first like real girlfriend in high school, I ate her out.
And what was it like? Sophomore year.
I mean, gosh.
Was it hairy? What did it smell like? Did it get super gooey? Was she a squirter?
Well, I don't think I was that good at it the first time. Yeah. So
I think anyone in high school squirts. I mean, like, if you are, then, like, damn, you are three steps ahead of everyone else. Wow.
Yeah. She didn't hurt anything.
Pubic hair? Did we cover that?
She was bald.
Ew, I'd be scared of that.
Man, it's so hard to even remember that. Like,
how can you eat a bald vagina and not one time think, oh, this is just like an infant's? Like, because that's so gross. Like, it's like a baby pussy. Maybe there's like a little landing strip. Nothing. Bald. This fucking sunlight is like really annoying. I feel like there's just like a spotlight.
Fuck you, daylight savings.
God damn it. Where's winter?
I had this one girlfriend who... She just always smelled.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Like fresh out the shower, still got a little stench.
Damn. And the sun's getting me in both mirrors. I'm gonna recline up.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty good.
Oh, reclining up. To get really far up.
So you gotta move your mirrors.
Can't wait to edit that part out. I have a vagina question, but the fucking light, I gotta get this mirror out of my life from this one too. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
you gave it to me.
You gotta go up. Oh, God.
Go down.
Is it in?
No, go down.
Right there?
You're in.
Right there?
That's good. Perfect.
How about, okay, good.
Nope, that one doesn't
matter. These are both good for me. Oh, God. This one's. So, the smelly vagina. I want to know, was it, like, mine was an onion?
Oh, smelly vagina.
Was it like an Italian sub? I like when a pussy smells like an Italian sub.
No, it smelled like...
Oh, that's a good one, too. I mean, not a good one, but, like, that's a classic. I think that's natural, though. That's like a natural... I mean.
But straight out the shower?
Maybe she just wasn't digging in there.
Yeah, like, you gotta...
I don't know. Poor thing. Bless her heart. We wish her the best. She have kids now. What's her story?
No.
What's her name? Can we shout out to Smellpuss? Oh my God.
Oh man. I just see her in a relationship now, and I just know that guy is just dealing with it. Like, he's just man enough to just be like, that's okay.
So I used to, my thing with fucking girls is when I was fucking them, I would think of the guys that fucked him before me.
Yeah, that can get to you.
No, but I liked it. Oh. That's the twist. I'd be like, oh, yeah, Peter.
See, you know, I think about, like...
And I secretly kind of wanted to get a girl pregnant, because if I thought if I got a girl pregnant, that would be great proof.
That what?
That I'm straight, and that I like girls! Hello?
Everybody knows that.
It's a corpse.
It's dead.
It's dead.
Call your mother.
It's over. I finished.
She's going there too.
Oh God, I finished all up inside you.
What?
Is that okay? Well, it's kind of late now. Oh. Do you want me to clean up? Like, I can like get a plunger? Oh no, I'll get one of those turkey basters. That's Coach Blue having unprotected sex. Oh, sorry, name dropped. Hey, Coach Blue, if you're listening. Yeah, I'm working at a high school. Somehow I passed a background check and a drug test. Everyone say bye to Brandon. Brandon is a good vocal warm-up. Branded Brandon.
I can do it.
Oh. You can't. You have to do it 10 times really fast.
That's the only one I can do.
Do it. I didn't hear you.
Branded Brandon.
I can't tell if it's really branded that you're saying. It sounds like braided.
Branded Brandon. They're pretty good.
Man, two fucking burnouts. Coming up with vocal warm-ups.
I'm gonna show up with some turf.
I fucking hit that turf. I was like, boom,
hey,
boom,
yo, we out here
boom.
On the turf.
That turf was so fucking tight.
No, turf is like an area.
An area? Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Like, you're on my turf right now, homie. You're in the bay. You're on the bay's turf. You're on the bay's turf. Step off.
You need to get to Steppen, all right? Talk to the hand.
See this line?
Because the face don't want to hear it. You think you're all that in a bag of chips, but you ain't nothing but the salt on the bottom, okay? Yeah, you heard me. That's right. Get to Steppen. Keep moving. Keep it moving.
Welcome back to the show, everyone.
Terrible kisser.
Ew, bad kissers are the worst.
Oh no! Oh yeah.
Oh man. Sometimes I really wish the podcast had visuals just to see our facial.
It's like, can you have done that? Why does it do cursive?
Why 4 feet? Like, I could have just, I could have texted you. It would have been faster. Good God. Anyway, yeah, bad kissers are the worst.
Yeah.
We're going to check in with someone else. We've got both correspondents on the show today.
Nice.
We had Brandon, straight guy correspondent. Next up, Wacky Jackie.
Kryptonite.
God, we really should just always drink for the recap. Rest up Kryptonite.
Yeah.
No, she's the slutty correspondent.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, but she did want to be called that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wacky Jackie's here. Let's go listen to her, and then we'll come back to us, and then we'll close the show out.
All right, let's do this.
It is me. It is I. Your nipples.
There she is, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, our slutty correspondent is back.
Talk about finally that you started talking about the shithole that we work together for friendlies.
I know, the American classic of friendlies finally premieres.
Oh, my God. That was actually an upgrade for me because I was a crew chief at Burger King just prior to that. So I was actually, that was my upgrade.
Oh, wow.
That was my upgrade, yeah.
That was a little upgrade for me as well. I mean, and I did a solid 2 weeks at the McDonald's in Wareham and was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I did the same thing probably when I was like 15. I was like, what are you, and it's like the older people who take their job seriously. I was just like,
yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Like, oh, God, yeah. Like the career girls. Like, oh, God.
Yeah. Like, nah, I'm straight with even showing up anymore.
Wacky Jackie is on the program again. I'm so excited that I get to talk to you because this is chapter 16 and you were in it.
I know. You gave me an on-cast shout-out, which was pretty fine tingling, so thank you for that.
I have questions for you because I want to know really, like, from that time, like, because you were on the outside. Like, did I say anything? Like, what was it like to watch Tommy go from, like, gay Tommy to, like, all of a sudden, like, he's not gay anymore?
Well, okay, first and foremost, I had been, you know, in your orbit long enough to know that there was no such thing as not gay Tommy, so let's just...
I know.
Put that out there. So well, Tom and I worked at the grill, and
yes.
Which people were very mean to us until I pointed out the fact that we'll just start burning all the waitresses' food and they won't get tips anymore if they didn't start kissing our apples, which really turned the tide.
You really turned the tide for sure because, there was just mad respect after that. Like, nobody fucked with Wacky Jackie. Like, it was
and
great.
Then people wanted to be us because they saw how much we didn't give a shit. Like, we reunited with the dishwasher, both of them, first Jack Rob and then people then. And then people wanted to be trained on the grill, which was really pathetic, but awesome at the same time.
Awesome. I think we were just like always having fun down there. So it just seemed like that was the spot to be at.
Oh yeah, because the whole situation was fucked. So we might as well do whatever the hell we want. Because like, what's like, you know what I mean? It's like we could just go down the street and get another shitty job. So you know,
exactly.
We didn't really have much to lose. So what was bizarre to me would be. Like the other, because I went to high school with a lot of the people that worked there. Like, I knew of them, but I didn't know them really well. So once I, you know, made them fear me like the mafia, they started talking to me. And they talked about, like, oh, listen. Some of them would actually call you Tom, which I'm surprised you did not address, because I know you definitely add adverse to that. But they talk about how, oh, like, yeah, he's hot, too bad he's only 17. I'm like, what? You know, because not that you aren't beautiful man, which you are, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, would, I'm like, this is, like, my best friend's brother. Like, what's going
yeah, like,
on
little
with
brother,
us?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he used to, like, steal us cigarettes like crazy. Like, I saw, you know, I didn't see the alluring. And then, and I remember you were seeing Eric, which was my other really good friend's brother, which was crazy. So, and and I always knew he was gay too, but he's more of like the like really tightly wound gay, not the fun, sassy gay like you. So he was a different type of gay. So it never worked.
Yes. Oh, God. Got it right. Yes.
Yeah. So I wasn't surprised about that. What I was surprised was when you and Willow started kind of at the flirtation. Not really surprised at first, because I'm like, all right, that's just his best hag, so that's cool. But then you made the mistake of turning your favorite hag into your beard and trying to, like, people like, oh, yeah, that was just a phase. Like, what's going on now? Or, like, the whole dick thing? Because dicks are forever. They're like diamonds to Tommy. So I don't believe this. Like, yeah, you just tried to, like, I think I tried to talk to you about this, like, because I like, Will is awesome. So I was like, you know, what's going on? You're like, oh, yeah, I think, like, you know, I'm really not, I wasn't gay. That was just a phase of, like, yeah.
Yes. I know. I remember that. I remember I was getting soup.
Okay.
I was at the soup station. Soup station, yeah. And you just like, you were one of those people who were just like real about it. Like, no, I don't think that was. And I was just like,
I
yep,
don't think
putting
so.
Up a
but,
wall.
You know.
Putting up a wall. Getting the soup. Putting up a wall.
Yeah, exactly. It's like everybody's going to do a stint in the old vagina at some point. So, you know, why not you? Why
oh,
not
my
you?
God. That's so fantastic.
But yeah, I like how you included the nights of debauchery and part chasing.
Well, it's just like that to me, like, it's just like this big chunk of time in my mind where, like, that, it's just like this one, I don't know, long summer, like super long summer.
Oh, and we would, me and Christine, who also worked there, my roommate, we would leave Willow's house at like 4 a.m, go home to our apartment and play badminton in the backyard until like 6 a.m and then go to
I feel like, do you remember anything? Because, like, you worked the hot side of the grill. I worked the cold side. You'd like,
yep, that's
deluxe
right.
That. What, do you remember, like, what deluxe was?
Oh, no, the deluxe.
Like, how to make it. Do you think if you had to, like, work a shift at Friendly's tomorrow, you could pull it off?
I don't know. Well, I'd pull something off. I don't know if I'd give people what they actually wanted, but I'd give them some kind of food, you know? If they still have that, I would just give everybody that whole app sampler that everybody got anyways. I always got, like, really pissed off when some people would try to buy, like, legit food, like steaks. Like, what the fuck are you doing getting a steak at Friendly's? You know, this is supposed to be grilled cheese and burgers and some nasty, I don't know, milkshakes and shit like that, the Jim Dandy, you know, with a bird bath full of shit and ice cream. Stick to what you know. Jesus.
The goblet. It was like a giant goblet of ice cream.
It was a goblet. It was a chalice. A chalice full of, like, fruit and ice cream and, like, marshmallow bullshit. Oh, my God.
Horrible.
It was disgusting, but I remember I could perfectly time, like, a whole, like, rack full of flips to, like, my cigarette habits because it wasn't completely you could smoke in the building. You just have to not smoke on the line. So I would set things up, go around the corner near where the office was, start a cigarette, take a couple drags, go back, flip some things, set some things down. All whilst never wearing gloves or washing my hands, by the way.
Exactly.
Like the good old days. And then, like, go back and forth and, like, just constantly chain smoke butts. And then once I think I just turned 21 when I worked there. So I could actually, when it slowed down, go off shift, borrow somebody's car because I didn't have one at the time because I was poor and losery. And go, like, do a packy run for when we go hang out in the tiniest apartment ever after work for hours and get hammered and play Parcheesi. And
totally.
Chuck Flamin' Doctor, remember the doctor, the Flamin' Doctor Peppers?
Oh, my God, yes, yes. You brought, like, I believe, Doug, you brought those to everybody's, like, life.
It was Evie that did.
Oh, Evie knew that. Oh, okay, someone had them and, like, brought them to us, and they were, like, the best things ever.
Yeah, of course. The youngest one out of all of us. I think she was, like, what, like, 16, 17.
She was, yeah, we're about a month apart. She was like 16 or 17. We were around the same.
Yeah, she was like demo. She was like a 35-year-old trapped in like a teenager's body. Like she knew everything. That was awesome. And it's just basically a bucket full of like Budweiser and you, what was it, a Bacardi 151? And so it was some, oh, it was Amaretto. And the Bacardi 151 layering on top of each other, and it shot.
Yeah.
And you set the shot on fire.
Set it on fire.
Drop it into the bucket, and you chug the whole thing. And like one out of five people would puke immediately after doing that.
And now when I think about that, I'm like, oh my god, like how did I not? How do you not like instantly get diabetes from that one drink?
Oh my god, how did we like? I don't know, like how did we survive? Like there was a lot of debauchery and not sleeping really at all.
Not a lot of sleep. I mean,
nah,
that,
I
like add a baby into that recipe, and there's not much sleep happening in that little attic apartment.
Yeah. So yeah, you actually like that was pretty adventurous to be a teenager and like shack up with somebody with a child.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, I was on my own path. I was finding my way.
Yeah, especially like, you know, it's like it is what it is. You kind of any situation gets completely normal.
I did get used to it. Were you there? Like there was one like the last time I saw that Eric guy. Was when he stormed into Friendly's, came over to, like, you know, our little grill door there that you could just walk up to.
Oh, yeah.
And did the old, like, you kiss. And I just came
yeah.
like, yeah.
I don't remember exactly what I said. I just went, and then, like, around the corner, I'm like, this is fucking great. I got, like, so deep for, like, this is, like, I used to love Melrose Place, but that episode was fucking epic. It blew all like all seven seasons or five seasons, however many seasons, out of the fucking
yeah,
water.
Yeah.
Because he was so like uptight too, and just kind of like,
yeah.
Like about it.
Oh my god.
Gold.
Wow.
I'm gonna replay that probably in my head a couple times. Thank you for reminding me that I witnessed that.
I know. I almost forgot about it myself because I couldn't remember the last time I saw him, and that was it.
Yeah, I think that was the last time I saw him too, actually.
And then I even, you know, like back in like 2008 or 9, whenever I first got on Facebook, even did the old like reach out friend request and like got blocked real hard.
Are you serious?
For
wow.
sure,
I know
yeah.
I'm not shocked at all. I'm not shocked at all.
I know. Oh, God. Well, there's going to be more. It's a three-parter, so...
I know. I can't wait to see what else is included. I know some part story that I have some strong feelings about, but, you know...
Next up is I have to change her name to something horrible, but...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, yeah. I was like, well, I understand, like, you know, the first vagina that you went to, because, you know, at least this is it's part of a quality person, but then your next move, I'm like, I don't know, man,
ooh,
you put dark
yeah.
sign.
Real dark. Totally dark, yes.
It's like you went from, like, drinking beer to smoking crack all on the same day.
Yeah, with no transition, just like,
no,
beer,
like
crack.
Yeah.
No gateway drugs at all.
Like, I could see myself drinking this, and all of a sudden your chicken step in, and, like, give this in your shoes, and
yeah.
crying for your mama. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Crazy. I can't believe that. That was my life, but anyway.
Yeah.
I want people to know about your social media and Glamour Smash Face, so tell the people.
Oh my gosh, so I'll tell the people. Glamour Smash Face is my YouTube channel. You're like, oh shit, people are just like tuning out right now. But anyways, I digress. It is a YouTube channel for people who like metal and people who want to learn a little bit about makeup but really hate YouTube channels that teach you about makeup. Because, you know, I've watched them all and I hate most of them, so I try to make one that's not so shitty. Or at least it's shitty in a completely different way.
Fantastic. I've learned, I've watched some eyebrows and I've watched about lips and I'm learning about stuff. And you are way cooler than the other makeup videos out there. I like
yeah.
a good concealer with some foundation, but, you know, I also, it's a lot of work, but.
It is a lot of work. I don't do it every day. You know, especially at my, like, day job, it does not behoove me to be attractive, so, like, so I
sure.
like makeup as a self-care step, you know, like, and I'm old, so, you know, I gotta throw a little back on the cracks, you know, when I'm trying to show off you know, the good. So, you know, it's kind of essential, but.
You are fabulous, and you always look great online when I see you, so yay you.
Thank you. Yay you. My dimple.
All right, well, my nipples, and you know, the nicknames, everyone, so Willow was Willow because her nickname was Pussy Willow, but that's only because everyone was so jealous of us, they made me give them nicknames like we gave each other.
I know. I remember that. Like, everything we did, everybody had to be included. And, like, what the fuck is this? Like, just leave me alone. Leave me to be the reject that I've always known to be. What? All of a sudden, we became, like, popular.
I know. Like,
why do people want to do things we do? Yeah. Like, this never happens.
Yeah, waitresses walking up. What's my nickname? Like, who the fuck are you? I don't even know your real name.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so we're going to name you something stupid. Or then people wanted to be trained on the grill. Like, everybody was like, oh, I want to do grill, too. I'm like, what?
I know. And we just wanted to get off the grill. Like, well, we'll go work for tips, you guys. Like,
yeah, exactly. Or we'll work the slow night and get paid a, like, hourly wage while you guys get paid, like, what, $2.26
yeah.
just to work the grill? Okay. You do you, boo, over at the grill. And the nasty food.
All right, my dear. We're going to have you back on soon because, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff coming up.
Wonderful. I cannot wait.
All right. Thank you so much for taking time out of your fabulous life to chit-chat with me. And I love you so much forever and ever.
I love you forever and always from the deepest part of my black old heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wacky Jackie, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. Wasn't that great to hear from Wacky Jackie?
I love Wacky Jackie.
Me too. What was your favorite part of our conversation?
All of it.
Oh, me too. I haven't had it yet. I'm excited for this chapter trilogy.
Me too.
We're going to get a lot of unanswered questions.
Well, yeah, because I have them full of questions, but I have to just keep it...
Do you have any Willow? Do you have any baby questions? Willow questions? Because this chapter is going to be closed after this episode, and we're going to be on.
But she's still going to be in the next part of it, right?
Not the next part. The third part.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. So
trilogy.
I don't know. Duh. But I have to wait and hear it so I can, you know, then.
We'll have those. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm.
It's good. I mean, obviously, it ends well if I'm still in contact with her and thinks
right.
she's cool and all that. Fun
how
stuff.
Did that baby grow up? Is she fine?
Fantastic. She just messaged me the other day on Facebook because I had, you know, messaged her on her birthday. I used to always send her something like a little card or an iTunes thing, but she's like 18 now.
Holy shit.
And so I don't fucking send anything anymore, but I do little Facebook messages. And she just yesterday was like, I didn't even see this till today. Thank you. Aww. Yeah, so it's cool. You know, I still message baby girl and then. I don't message Willow because we're, you know, she has everything I wanted her to have. She's got her husband. She's got a new baby.
Oh, nice.
She's got a house.
She's a grown up.
All of my magic worked on her.
Very nice.
So we'll get more into that.
Oh, I can't wait.
Deeper into more depression.
Ugh.
I can't wait.
Ugh, depression's my favorite.
All right. Well, how do we usually end?
I don't know, but I gotta pee.
Yeah, I think it's over.
Okay.
It's a trilogy. We're going to get to more.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you for letting me be here today.
It was a great day.
It was a great day. Great chapter. Great day. Great drinks.
Great food. No. Are you going to eat now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Cheers.
Salute.
Hey, that's the show for today. Thanks so much for listening. You are all fantastic. If you want to keep up with me and the weird shit that I post, follow me on Instagram at @TheThomasAnonymous. You can also message the show on the Facebook page at Thomas Anonymous Podcast. And if you're on Twitter, go fuck yourself, because in 9 years, I've yet to develop a bond with Twitter. But hey, if you want to follow me on there, go ahead and knock yourself out. Spoiler alert, I don't post anything. At Tommy Natoli or at TheWeedCap. A big thank you to all the awesome people on the show today. Brandon, who you can follow on Instagram at @DJSunny_sun. Way to complicate it with that underscore, Brandon. Whatever. Wacky Jackie, you can find and subscribe on YouTube at Glamour Smashed Face. I want to give a special shout out and thank you to bensound.com and Majestic Color for providing the music you hear in the show. I'll be back very soon with a new episode, part 2. Oh yeah. Okay, bye.